Wow. Yeah. 103.7 KISS FM, Ali and DZ. Good morning. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias, wepa.
How do I look in the candlelight? Tell me the truth.
Radiant. You're radiating in this candlelight,
I am,
Allie.
This
is the most radiant I've ever seen you. You're glowing.
You know, it's amazing we're on the radio right now because the power went out at the station, which happens all the time, but we have generators. So you don't really usually know that when the power goes out, that it goes out because of our generators.
Right.
However, when we got here this morning and I pulled up and I heard the generator going, I went doo 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 doo. I walked across the parking lot and made sure I didn't fall because it's very slippery out there. And I got inside, none of the lights would come on in the KISS FM studio. So even though the generator's on and we're on the air, it's pitch black in the studio. And I have one candle shining up on my face. So I said, DZ, how do I look?
To radiance, radiating in this candlelight.
I don't know if this, we built onto this building years ago. They redid the studios.
Right.
And for some reason, we must be on a different line than the other studios because everyone else has power. So I go down the hall, DZ, and I'm looking for candles. And because who has, and nobody, I'm looking for one, a lighter, because nobody smokes around here anymore. And two, I'm looking for a candle.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, of all the times I needed a smoker around, of all the times, come on.
Where are my smokers at?
Who's
come
got
on.
A lighter? And I'm not going to go to the gas station. And let me tell you why I'm not going to go to the gas station to get candles or lighters, because I'd have to walk across the parking lot and I don't want to fall again because it's that slippery.
Yeah, no, with. It's that slippery.
Yeah.
Not going to risk it. Just not going to do it.
Oh, man. But good morning. We're here.
Good morning. Hey, and I'll straight up apologize right now.
Why?
Because we did have a candle in the studio at one point. And if y'all remember the Find the Five saga, at one point, Allie hid the five inside of the candle.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. When I found it, I took the candle as my prize. She didn't think I was serious. Oh, I was. And I've been using that candle at home.
It's true. I walked in and I went, oh, I'll light the candle. And when I couldn't find the candle, my first thought was, did DZ take the candle home? The candle we thought we'd never need in this studio. I will say my computer is at least
lighting
my face. So when you
asked, did I take it? I said, yes.
You jerk. You jerk. Well, my computer's lighting up my face along with one little candle for now. And until, I can't really plug my computer in, DZ. So if it goes, it goes at this point. I hope you're cool with
honestly,
that.
Honestly, we're just kind of here. We're just here. You at this rate, we're just making it through, and I'm okay with whatever happens. Today's a free day, y'all. What
it
y'all
is.
Trying to watch?
It is.
You know how in school used to be a free day? What movie are we putting
well,
on, kids?
If you want to talk about what to watch today, I am down for this because I was binging some stuff. There. I mean, I talked about how I got into The Bear, and do you know what I watched the other day that I was so obsessed with on Netflix? I think it's it might be three episodes. Have you seen American Murder? It's a documentary.
No.
Oh,
I don't watch stuff like that.
You don't,
I don't watch
ever?
Anything like that. That's all my wife. Nah. That's
oh.
If my wife is caught watching it and I get caught lacking, then sure. But otherwise,
Oh, you're the creeper. What are you guys watching in your house right now?
Honestly, we're watching that Gypsy Rose documentary.
Okay. I have not seen that. I've seen all the headlines about her.
Ironically, it's about a little girl. Well, not little girl anymore, but a woman that murders her mom. So me saying we don't watch murder stuff as we're watching a murder show.
Right. You're like, we don't watch that stuff. But Allie, here's what I've been watching, a show about murder. This is very...
here's what we've been...
All right. 414-533-1037. Doing radio in the dark. This is so romantic. KISS FM. How do I look in the dark? Just admit it. Much better than normal, right? Just admit it.
It's the glowing light for me.
You know what? I do look like I'm glowing, but that's just the reflection of my computer up on my face because the lights went out of the radio station and our generator kicked us on the air, but I'm in the dark in here and it looks hysterical and DZ's looking at me and I'm like, oh, one little candle and the light from my computer that that hopefully doesn't die, by the way, because if it does, I can't charge it, okay?
Then listen, don't get the light confused, all right? Don't get the glow confused.
Different glow, different day, okay? That's hysterical. So we're talking about what have you been watching on TV these days? Because I said I got sucked into the show on
There's lights. Wow, the lights just came on. Wow.
Oh, we're back.
That scared me a little bit. Back. I ain't going to lie. That distracted me, too.
Woo! It didn't scare me. It made me happy. All right, we're going right into it. Woo-wee. Okay, I'm going to pull up our collars. It's like the power never went out around here. I can't
jumping
find...
right back
you know
up
what?
Into
screw it.
It.
I can't find Teddy's theme song. Hey, Teddy, good morning. He doesn't have
good
one.
Morning.
What are you talking about? It's because Teddy's back on day two.
Never mind. Teddy, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, I do not have a theme
Teddy.
Song yet. But.
You what?
I said I do not have a theme song yet, so we'll get to it once I'm worthy.
It's fine. I was stressed because the power was out and I couldn't see anything, but it's back now and I can see everything, so I'm very happy. So that
being be light.
So we're good. He said what?
Then nothing's fixed outside. It's still slippery as ever out there, everybody, so just be prepared for that. But we're back with lights. Okay, Teddy, what are you watching these days? That's what we're talking about.
Yeah. Reacher on Video Prime. Mm. Amazing.
Have you seen that, DZ?
I haven't, and I've been seeing it, and I've been wondering, and I actually don't know anybody that's seen it, but I know it's like a series, ain't it now? Like, it's a thing now.
Yeah, they just came out with the second season, and it's addicting, and they're not making them fast enough.
Mm-hmm.
It started out as a murder mystery, and then it kind of gets more in-depth with who's connected to what. And then back into the murder mystery. It's so good.
It's called
it
Reacher?
So good.
I've heard of
it. Yeah, Reacher.
All right. Okay. I'm going to check it out. Teddy says check it out. And Teddy's got, you can tell, a short attention span. He's an active guy. So if he can sit through it, that means we can sit through it, DZ. And you know what I'm talking about. It means it's good.
Hey, whatever Teddy's got advice on, I'm going to check it out because we're similar.
Yeah. All right, Teddy, thanks for calling. Have a great day.
Have a good day.
All right, bye. We got
later,
Jade.
Man. Day three tomorrow.
That's right. Jade, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Hi. What are you watching these days?
So I've been watching American Housewife lately with my mom.
What is that?
Where this woman, Katie Otto, she lives in Westport, Connecticut. She's the only fat person that really lives there.
Okay.
And they move there.
Uh-oh.
And her kids are really weird.
So it's not a reality show. It's a scripted show.
Yeah.
Okay. So Jade, so someone moves there who's overweight, not a real fan of the word fat. We don't really like that. Unhealthy, overweight, whatever you want to use.
There.
Thank you. And then moves to a town where everyone's clearly not. And it's about that and her strange family. Okay. American Housewife. Okay.
I kind of want to check that out. Mm-hmm. That sounds interesting because I'm assuming it's a funny show, but it got a little bit of drama.
Yeah.
Some educational purposes to it.
All right, Jade.
And I have an impression down, but it's really loud, so I don't know.
You have an impression?
I have an impression.
That's how much she's binging the show.
Ah!
Oh, I gotta hear it.
Okay, go.
All right, it's really loud. Hold on. Greg!
Oh, thank you for that, Jade.
That's when Katie yells for her husband.
Well, somebody listening knows what that means and got a kick out of it, I'm sure. Thank you, Jade.
Yep.
Soon enough, we will too when we check it out. Let's go. Have a great day, Jade. We appreciate you.
Okay.
Bye.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
All right. Last but not least, I don't know if you're ready for this one. You know who it is. Oh, wait. I was supposed to play MC Hammer, wasn't I? Son of a gun.
Yeah, I can go back and forth. Don't worry.
Tony and Racine, you do go back and forth. That's what we heard about you. That's
pause.
Word on the street.
Get out of here.
So.
Nah.
Word on the street.
Hey.
What's up, Tony?
Hey, back and forth. I will say you will like Preacher because, man, he looks good.
Wait, Preacher? I was saying Reacher. It's Preacher?
Yeah, no, Reacher. Reacher.
No, it's Reacher. Reacher.
The guy that plays Reacher, I can't even watch it because I'm like, dang, I wish I was ripped like him.
Really? He's that hot?
Man, hey,
yeah, he's
Tony.
Hot. And I'm not.
Isn't that the guy? He's from... chill out, man. Chill out. Anybody's life is okay. But isn't that the guy from Blue Mountain State? Isn't that the guy that played Thad Castle?
Yeah, I think it is. I think so. I have not watched it personally, but.
Alan Ritchson.
Ah, okay. I don't know who that is, but I'm going to act like I do. You know, just be like, oh, yeah. Okay. I was trying to put All right, Tony.
Yeah.
Well, I finally found you can't touch this, so it'll be ready for you when you call in again. Because he was talking about somebody,
then.
I don't know. Whatever. All right, Tony, have a great day. He said, Allie just cut me off. Did Allie just cut me
he
off?
Said, nope, time to go. Bye, Tony.
Bye, Tony.
Bye.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Well, well, well. It looks like somebody named Hardy wrote into the show.
Yeah, okay. My boy Hardy, he's a youngin' too. I'll warn you now.
Okay, well.
Yeah, I'm talking about young.
Oh, geez. All right, talk to me. What do we got?
It's going to bring you back to them days. It's a high school homie hang-up.
Oh, let's go.
A Triple H, if you will, high school homie hang-up.
A Triple H. What happened?
All the wrestling references. His name is Hardy, too. Okay.
H-H-H.
So he said, am I wrong for telling my friend that he can't have something I own? Said, for context, we were both in high school and just hung out a few days ago at my house. Well, that was a bad call.
Yeah.
He seems fine when he's at school, but behind closed doors, he's a totally different person. Seems like a little bit of a narcissist and kind of rude at times. What happened was that he wanted to take something I own, and when I said no, he started pouting, acting like a baby about it.
Sounds like my interaction with my children.
Kept bringing it up, doesn't it?
Yep.
So, kept bringing it up. So I finally firmly said no. That's when he flipped out on me, called me a brat, and so much worse things.
Are you sure this isn't about a toddler? That's when he flipped out.
He flipped out.
Everything you're reading sounds like a kid. Okay, go on.
I mean, they kind of
like
are kids.
Like a baby,
kids.
Go on.
But a baby. And that's exactly what he sounds like. Sounds toxic. And that's what his friends think. When Hardy started to argue back, he said that his friend, quote unquote friend, just blocked him. And he doesn't know what to do about it. He's kind of hurt and is asking, what should I do? Should I talk to him? Should I leave it alone? Do I just stay blocked?
I'm a fan of the block, though. But if the problem is, if they're in high school, they got to see each other all the time. How are you going to block someone all you got to see every day? Like, that'd be like me trying to block you and come to work every day. It wouldn't make any sense.
It wouldn't work.
It would make no sense whatsoever. So
I'd be like, Allie, I see you.
The blocking makes no sense because you see him every day, right?
Well, and the thing is, it's over something so minuscule.
Stupid,
and in high school, and when you're young, everything seems so big.
Yeah.
We find that out day by day, and it only happens when we get older that we realize everything was minuscule.
Mm-hmm.
I actually think you got to talk to the homie. And not only that, but I want you to take a second because I wonder if that child, if his friend, the homie who blew up on him, maybe has other things going on in the background.
Well, obviously, because I would think most people would say that if someone's having little fits or outbursts, no matter who they are, something else is going on.
At any age.
Especially if it's out of character. So if they're acting weird and they're arguing and something's wrong, right?
Right. And he said in school he seems fine, but behind closed doors he seems a little rude, narcissistic, whatever. So I'm going, all right, maybe behind closed doors he can kind of express himself and some of those frustrations. Listen, whatever that kid wanted, maybe gift it to him and see how the attitude changes. My advice, what would I do?
Yeah.
Bring whatever it is. If you're able to, ask your parents first, obviously, because at the end of the day, it's their household and you got to do what they say. But if they're cool with it, whatever that kid wanted, give it to him, because there's nothing bigger in this life right now. And there's nothing more important than just being a bigger person. Right now, I think you need to be that bigger person. Gift that child whatever it was that they wanted, or let them borrow it and say, hey, listen, I think it was out of pocket that we went to that level that you went and blocked me. I don't know what it is. I want to be your friend, but let's figure something out. I actually say give him what he wanted.
No, this is like feeding the beast, DZ. You can't have someone who's having a temper tantrum and just give them what they want. What I say you do is you go and you talk to them and you go, what's going on? Talk to me. I know you're not happy because you're making all these bizarre choices like blocking me even though I see you every day and you're fighting with me about everything. So what's the problem? Versus what if they're just having a temper tantrum and then you're feeding the beast, much like a toddler? See what I mean? And you're it's negative reinforcement.
I hear what you're saying, because rather than consoling,
and go, tell me what's going on, talk about it. I don't know.
Right. I'm thinking make it the icebreaker, like give them what they want. And now that it's been a couple days, and you go, here, man, it was clearly a tough time. You wanted this. I want to let you borrow it, have it. But I get where you're coming from. You don't want to reinforce that negative behavior, though, after him lashing out.
I agree with you after the conversation you should have. So I say do mine and then do DZ's plan, which is do mine where you find out what's wrong and then be there for them and give them whatever they want after you get them to talk.
Talk first.
That makes
I like
sense?
That. Then, no, no, no. That makes a lot of sense. I actually like that. No, no. So, I mean, some people might say, screw it, it's not worth it, but I think it is worth it. Because I got to be honest, even though when I was younger, people would say, oh, those high school friendships, you're not going to be friends with them after you graduate. You're not going to be friends with them after college. Some of my closest friends, some of my dearest people are people that I remember from high school. Same. Warren Township High School. Go Blue Devils. You feel
same.
Me?
Same.
You know what I'm saying?
Community High School.
Talk that talk. Like, some of them, those are my people, man.
CCHS.
And the reality is...
So that's where
WTHS in the house.
The funny thing is, I grew up. There are two girls I grew up with who live in the Milwaukee area who would know exactly what I'm talking about because we all went to high school together. But
you got two people going crazy in the car
like, yeah,
right now.
Yeah, we said our high school. That's just, okay.
No, but
yes,
facts,
go on.
I think I like our advice. Combo advice today.
I do too.
Start it off. Have a conversation first, but then give them that toy. Give them that figurine. Give them that whatever it was that they were so bothered by that it caused them to block you. Because it's not worth it.
Yeah.
And you want to be a bigger person. If you like them as a friend, embrace that and ask. Maybe you might help them along, whatever they got going on.
All right, 414-533-1037. What do you think Hardy should do? His friend is acting out. And even though they're in high school, this is we all act out as adults. This is relatable for everybody. We have these issues all the time. Let's be real.
Mm-hmm.
What should they do? We'll talk to you guys next.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Okay, so the three H's, is that what you called it?
High school homie hang up, yo.
Ooh, Hardy's got an issue, which is?
His homie came over to hang out and was acting all sorts of crazy, wanted to take something that Hardy owns. Hardy stood up for himself, was like, no, that's mine. You can't have it.
Mm-hmm.
Buddy threw a fit, basically, like a toddler, and was like, man, you're a brat. I'm going to block you. Blocked him on social media, whatever. Mm-hmm. And now Hardy wants to know, do I talk to him? Do I leave him blocked? What's going on? I like our combo advice, Ali, which was talk to him and then give whatever it is that he wanted to him. Whether you borrow it or give it to him for keeps, the relationship is more important and you want to help find out and help that guy along because he's clearly going through something else. And,
clearly.
And to really be a good friend, you want to get to the bottom of that thing with your
people. Well, Jenny's in New Berlin. Hey, Jenny.
Hey there.
All right. What's your advice? Because DZ and I have decided we gave the best advice ever today.
Yep.
So what do you think?
You're competing.
I think you guys are a little too soft.
Excuse you?
Did you just call me soft? Yeah. Consider that a challenge.
So what do you say?
I have to say, I think...
Nobody cares, Click. Is that soft?
No, I work at a school.
I'm teasing, Jenny. I'm teasing.
Yeah, no, I work at a school, and you come across so many kids... that feel entitled to everything. I have kids that walk into my office that want stuff off my desk and then throw fits that they can't have it. And so I think I give Hardy credit for standing up for himself and saying, no, what if it was a pair of headphones or, you know, nothing's cheap nowadays. And maybe this kid has a history of asking people for things. And I think he's trying to punish Hardy by blocking him, hoping that he'll give in. I think he knows exactly what he's doing.
Because the blocking, when you see, when I block someone, it's because I don't want to see them. So when you see someone every day, what's the point of blocking? Yeah. Like, it makes no sense. You can't do that.
Kids do it as a point of status.
Oh, it's a status thing?
Reaction from his friend.
Yep.
So I get it. Some kids react better to boundaries, and maybe it's taking his friend a little while to realize that, okay, now I can't act this way around him.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
But I mean, I wouldn't give him anything. Why? Because he acts like a baby?
Negative reinforcement. So our genius idea that we thought was great is already being picked apart by the listeners and starting with Jenny this morning. See?
Jenny said, no, that was trash. Okay.
Hey, Jenny, screw you. Yeah. Am I still soft? Now what? All right, Jenny, have a
good
day. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Hey, and she made sense, though, man, because it starts with a toy. It starts with whatever, and it ends with an iPhone. And, bruh, these things are not cheap. Nothing's cheap for these kids nowadays.
I feel like even as an adult, we have to hold people accountable and remind them how to act sometimes, or else it's like any kind of behavior. It can fall apart if they're not held accountable. accountable. So next up, though, I could have my Gucci. Let's get her on. Lori in Cedarburg. Good morning.
Hey, Lori. Good morning.
Well, Jenny was so rude. Said we're soft.
Soft?
Unbelievable. I feel like soft.
I'm going to go yell at somebody now. What up, Lori?
I agree with Allie. I disagree with EDZ.
What is that? Oh, don't give them what they want.
Oh. Oh.
You know what? I'm back. I'm back on the listener's sides again. DZ, you're on your own.
Dang it. It's cold.
You're just saying, you give him an inch, he's going to take a mile. He's going to be like, oh, he caved on this. What else can I get? But he should wait. Give it a little bit to talk to him because maybe emotions are still high and everything and could cause a bigger argument. Give it some time and then talk to him and then see how he responds. And then if that's, you find out that's how he truly is and you don't want him as a friend anymore, I say thank you next and just cut ties with him because if he's acting about this way, about something small now, what's going to be later down the road?
It's not worth it at that point.
No, you're feeding the behavior much like a child. You're reinforcing the bad stuff. So, I mean, Lori said I was right and you were wrong. I think we're good. We're good here today.
Said, I don't think we need to talk to anybody else, actually. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, just kidding. Hey, have a great
Lori
day.
Nailed Lori nailed it.
Genius. Bye, Lori.
Bye, Lori.
Bye.
Oh, man. All right. Well, get ready for last but not least when I tell you who's.
Oh, no.
You ready
no,
for trouble?
No, say it ain't so. Say it ain't so.
Ready
uh-oh. Oh, man.
Trouble has arrived. Destiny.
Capital T.
What up, Horlick High School in Racilla? I thought we were giving a high school shout out.
Oh, HHH. Horlick High School.
Horlick High School.
I've been there. Yeah. We had a whole concert there. I've been there. Yeah.
Oh,
is Horlick with an H?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh,
you got it with a W. W?
Look, your advice isn't on point today. Your spelling's not on point. What is up, bro? We good?
I'm off. I'm off. I don't know. I might be getting sick. No, I'm playing. Stop it.
And by the way, now I can see the email coming from the principal of Horlick High School right now, DZ.
Oops.
Thank you.
Hey, no. Oops.
All right, Destiny, what do you think Hardy should do?
No, let him go. Yep.
Let it go.
Yeah, DZ, you can't feed him. And it's like Jenny said, a lot of kids nowadays think they're entitled to anything. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Oh, it's there. Let me take it. Let me touch it. Let me go over to Allie's house and ask Hudson for one of his toys or something. He say no, and I throw a fit. Then what?
Oh, right.
Right.
Let me go talk something on Sammy. Let's us have a play date, and my son wants to play with something that Sammy got. And then Sammy looking at my kid going like, bro, what's wrong with you? You think you're going to leave my house with that? Absolutely not.
Hey, my guy.
You know, yeah,
right. Run them pockets.
Right away. Oh, yeah. Sammy got Spanish. Sammy's fluent all of a sudden.
I understand. Mira.
Not all of a sudden. We've been practicing.
Say that again. I'm trying to understand my Spanish.
No.
Okay, she's right, though.
To the kid. I think talk to the kid, but that doesn't mean give it to what he wants. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, you got something going on. If not, hey, all right, then. Hit me up when you're done, you know, being in your chest.
That's true. Get out of your feelings and then call me because you're just being a brat right now.
Yeah. Come on now. Quit being a crybaby sissy. You're in high school.
Ooh. All right. DZ agrees with you. You changed his mind for one time and one time only.
I guess. I'll be silent now since y'all advice is better than mine.
See,
whatever.
Much better. Now you don't sound soft. I like it. Can somebody hold my hand while I walk outside just so I don't fall?
Me too.
Please. Somebody, can I get a walker? Even if the walker, it is so slippery out there.
Man, forget the walker. Put your skates on. Skate. Yeah, it'll be easier.
Ice skates at that.
Yeah.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Sally and DZ. And we knew that we were going to get like some snow this morning, but it seems to have turned into like an ice rink instead.
Speak for yourself. I had no clue.
Oh, you didn't get the warning last night that it was going to be a mess from like 2 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Tuesday?
No idea.
Yeah, I got the notification from all the local news outlets and I was like, oh, great. It's going to snow again. But instead, I woke up to this, which is more of basically when I pulled out of my driveway this morning and I had the car in reverse. And then I put it in drive. I kept sliding backwards and I went, I thought something was wrong with my car. And that's when it hit me how slippery it is that even in drive, I'm rolling down my street.
That momentum.
It was bad. Yep. So, yeah. And I just saw a notification on Facebook about snow plows and how even they too can wreck. So please be careful. Give them space. Sometimes they have to back up, much like what I was saying, because they can't get the traction to go up, much like I did this morning. So I'll give them some grace, because I got to the station and I had a text from our coworker, Promise, and he's like, heads up. It's really slippery in the parking lot.
He texted me. He said, there's no salt down and it is slippery.
I said, good looking out. So my walk from the car to the radio station took a good 30 minutes, even though it's maybe 10 feet. I did the slow duck walk.
The slip and slide.
Somebody hold my hand.
What's it called? The granny shuffle. We could call it the granny gritty.
And DZ, because I'm me and I'm a chick. You know, I had 5 drinks, 4 bags. I had so many things going on at that moment that I was like, I hope I don't fall. And I hope my 7 drinks don't go flying everywhere either. That's for sure. So
I hope we're okay this morning. Listen, so we had to make a lateral, right? Because there's a lot of things going on. And I'll just be transparent. The boys aren't feeling well. The youngins aren't.
Okay,
youngins
good.
Aren't feeling well.
I don't mean good. They're not. That sounded horrible.
No,
said
I knew what you
feel
meant.
Well, I go good. What I meant was, good. I'm glad you're talking about this.
Right, like just because the weather is icky. So I texted you this morning and I was like, gee, I think I got to be hands on deck at the crib. I want to be on air. I'm trying to work. I want to be in there, but I don't think I should be in there because we're trying to take the babies to the doctor, see if we can get fit in. So I'm at home. Full transparency. I'm
okay,
on
good.
From home today.
I wanted to scream because I just saw Aaron in the background with baby Danny, and I was like, ah!
I knew you weren't going to be able to contain yourself.
He's so cute. Bring him back.
Allie said, bring him back.
We're like on a Google Meet. We can see each other on camera. And so I could see you and the fam. I'm like, Aaron, give me the baby. So wait, are the kids okay, though?
The kids are fine. They're just not necessarily feeling great. We're trying to go to the doctor to get to the bottom of it. But after Sammy, you know, had a not rough weekend, but just a weird weekend, he's still not feeling great. And then now Danny is showing symptoms that he's not feeling great. He had a rough night. Our newborn and our 2-year-old.
Yeah.
So it's going 1-to-1. First our 2-year-old, now our newborn. And we're trying to just avoid anybody getting any more ick as long as possible. So we're going, can we get to the doctor today, tomorrow, at some point ASAP and see what's going down?
They should get you in today if that's the issue. I mean, if you have a sick kid today, usually the doctor's like, they have appointments for sick visits.
It'd be nice, but now that I know it's an ice rink, because get this, I hadn't had to step out until just recently.
You didn't know how bad the weather was.
I knew it looked wet outside. I was like, huh, it's raining? But the thing is, that temperature drops overnight and that water turns to ice. And if you don't get salt out quick enough. So as I'm looking outside, I see my neighbor doing the grandma gritty. And let me tell you, they're not grandmothers. They're very young. They have a child. They're walking them to school. And I'm going, if you guys are shuffling, it's bad.
You saw them walking slow, yeah.
Very, very slow. It was a shuffle. So I went out, salted, and then now realize we need to get more salt.
We may get more snow this afternoon, but the temperature is going to go up, and that's all I care about. It can snow as long as it's not below 32 because of the ice issue. Like, I can handle the snow, DZ. The ice is what's killing us. And that the power went out. Like, the ice is what screws you.
It's what gets you. That's what causes all the outages, because that heavy ice, that thick, heavy snow, all that slush, it'll knock down power lines or take out generators, and then we're off air, and then what are you going to do?
Jeez, unbelievable. Well, be careful. Take your time. Get the salt out. And we're going to get into Am I the Jerk next, because this one, DZ, involves someone making a really crude joke that maybe they shouldn't have made. And they're wondering if they're the jerk, if they went too far with the joke.
Okay. See, these jokes don't be joking all the time, do they?
And I hope the kids start to feel better. We're going to keep us updated on the doctor, okay?
Thank you. Got you.
Be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, DZ, how do we feel about jokes?
You know I joke too much almost.
I know. I feel like people don't really, and I'm with you, a lot of times people don't understand, at least my sense of humor. They think I'm being rude when I think I'm being funny.
Man, I think I'm hilarious. And then people sometimes look at me like, you just said that out loud, yes, dog.
Same. Absolutely. Well, you can always message us, amithejerk at 1037kissfm.com. You can send us an email because this one is about making a joke that some people might not find funny.
Uh-oh.
They want to know if they took it too far. You ready for this?
I'm listening.
All right. This involves a stepdad and his stepdaughter. It said, hey, Allie and DZ, I'm a stepdad to three girls. I've been in their lives for over 8 years, and like any other parent, they like to challenge me at times. The other day, when the 13-year-old was mad at me, she screamed, you're not my dad. So I ignored it and moved on. Well, the next day, we were shopping at Kohl's, and she asked if she could get some clothes. So, I didn't find that very funny since the day before she had said, I'm not your father. And so I said, hi, I don't know. Go ask your dad. I'm not him. After I made that comment, my wife gave me eyes that meant I was in trouble.
Uh-oh, I know that look. Mm-hmm.
She said that joke was not funny and that I made our daughter cry. So I want to know if I went too far and if I'm the jerk for responding to my stepdaughter by telling her to call her real dad when she asked me for clothes while shopping.
Hey, listen, you were
it's
bold
not
enough.
Funny, but it
you
is.
Were bold enough to talk about you're not my dad the day before, and now you want to spend my Kohl's cash? Okay. That's real
Listen,
funny.
As funny as this is, and like as adults we get it, I also know that when you're a parent, you have to remember that you're the adult and you have to grow up and not be immature like them, because that's where he went. He went to the, oh yeah, well, call your real dad then. You want clothes? You want food? You want money? Call your real dad. Knowing damn well you're the grown up and just, they're 13. You know, just let them have their moment and move on.
It was a teaching moment that really does say you got to be careful what you say though, because what your words can be hurtful, and sure, sticks and stones may break my bones and y'all don't arrest it as saying, but those words do stick. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And though it's not sticks and stones, those words stick. And he was just going, hey, baby girl, I see you want something now. Oh, crazy that when you want something, it's, oh, daddy, daddy. But when you want to talk and be rude at home, I'm not your father.
That part.
Oh, learned lesson. I think mom sure maybe is on the daughter's side because that's your baby.
Yep.
That is your baby. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to take that from you. I'm going not the jerk, though, because I'm sorry. He taught her something. And my question is, did you buy the baby that clothes, right?
Mm.
It's one thing to say it, and it's another thing to do it.
Yeah.
Was it a taught lesson, or did you stick to your guns and go ask your real father? Nah, for real, because then it's not a joke.
See, I actually think he needs to grow up, because I think when you're dealing with teens, it's real easy to stoop to their level. And at times, you got to go, come on, you're the adult. Like, stop it. You're acting just like them now. You're not teaching them anything, right?
True. And I don't know what a teen daughter's like.
I was a girl. You're welcome. You know, be glad you have boys.
I feel that. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I mean, boys aren't easy either. Don't get me wrong. Boys are physical and obnoxious and gross, but...
different difficulties, though.
Different
difficulties.
Yeah.
Hey.
So, it's... Yeah.
All I know is that as a parent, I'm going to joke around a lot. I already do.
Mm-hmm.
I might make some crude jokes. It's about the balance of the child's understanding. Did your child not take that as a joke? Because then that is a little bogus. Because when they said that, they weren't joking, and it hurt you. You didn't explain that to the child. Instead, you internalized it and then flipped it on them when it was convenient and they wanted something to hopefully teach them. That's what he was trying to do. In a joke, teach them a lesson. Mm-hmm. It just didn't land. It didn't land at all.
It's true. Ray wrote in, and Ray wants to know if he's the jerk because he was out with his stepdaughters, and the day before she had said, you're not my dad. His stepkids of over 8 years, the 13-year-old was mad at him, and so he said when she wanted something the next day when they were out shopping, he said, I don't know, call your real dad. And his wife said he went too far and he's the jerk. So you say not the jerk? Is that where you're going?
I get why people would say jerk, but I got to stick to my guns. I'm leaning on not the jerk. He was trying to teach a lesson.
All right. 414-533-1037. Is he the jerk? Is Ray the dad, the stepdad, the jerk? We'll talk to you next.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right. Well, today's is an interesting one. The phones are hot right now, DZ, because Ray wrote in. He wants to know if he's the jerk. His stepdaughter yelled at him, "You're not my father." So the next time they were out shopping, his 13-year-old, he said, "I'm not your dad. Call your real dad if you want some money."
Use his Kohl's cash, not mine.
And then his wife said, "That wasn't funny. You went too far. You took the joke too far." So he wants to know if he's the jerk, if he took it too far.
Did he take it too far, though?
I don't know. You said Listen, not the jerk, right?
And I did. I did, but the texts are saying, a few are saying jerk because he's setting the tone for their relationship moving forward. He's not going to forget something like this. Neither is she, and this is going to come back. I'm like, I get what y'all are saying, man, but come on. He was trying to teach her a lesson. You can't just say what you want.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, guess who's on the phone? We got a regular ready to go.
Taki-taki-taki-taki-rumba.
Milia, good morning.
Good morning.
Wepa.
We're doing great. I mean, and Amelia, are you, you're a step-parent, right?
I have a stepdad that raised me, and I have kids. My wife's a step-parent.
Your wife is the step-parent. Okay, correct. I knew there was we had this dynamic in this family somewhere. Mm-hmm. So, okay, so what do you say about this? Is Ray the jerk?
I don't think so.
She's an evil laugh.
I'm going to say why. Because one, the mom shouldn't have been in the butt right away. You know, if the mom was there, whatever the situation is, they have to be respect. I get you're a teenager. I was a teenager at the time. I wasn't too nice. But then as I grew a little older and my stepdad showed me, like, you know, my real dad loved him to death, but there were certain times he wasn't present. But my stepdad always like, "Hey, you know what? Let him be there. And if he's not, then I'll be there, you know, if he can't make it, you know, whatever." Mm-hmm. But, to this day, he spoils my kids. My stepdad loves my kids. But see, I think, she was out of line for saying that. I don't think, I don't know, but I get the mom getting mad because that's her daughter.
Yeah.
But then again, this is your boyfriend, too. I don't know how long you've been together, but, you know, come on now. Like, you know, she's a teenager, but then again, I kind of laugh.
He's been in her life for 8 years, so at least since they were little, right? Because she's 13.
I get what Amelia's saying.
She gets her way about something, and that's the first thing came out of her head. And it's like, now that he says it back, sometimes I get upset sometimes when I hear people, I'm like, that was pretty childish, you know? But seeing outside and somebody else doing it, I'm like, okay, I can kind of see what she meant. Like, now he's good. You want him to buy you things? No.
Amelia, listen, I'm with you. I'm the same. I'll be like, I can't believe you're acting like that. Grow up. You're the adult. But then it happens to me, I'm just as petitious as everyone else. And I go, oh, yeah, you little punk? Oh, yeah?
Oh, you want to talk? You want to talk that talk?
All of a sudden, everything I preach to everybody else goes out the door.
I'll show you where that talk came from. What's up?
Yeah. I believe DJ said he was not the jerk. I believe it. And especially in the Latin culture, that's a big no-no.
Yeah, the disrespect. The disrespect, right?
What Amelia said made me think, where was the mom when the stepdaughter got disrespectful from jump? She should have cut it. She should have literally nipped it in the bud from the jump.
Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, we appreciate you, Amelia. Amelia says, not the jerk. You have a good day, girl.
You too. You guys be safe.
All right.
Bye. Appreciate you. All right. Another regular who said she was triggered by this. Okay, DZ?
Okay.
I'm a fireball.
It's Ashley in Sheboygan Falls. Good morning, Ashley. Hi.
Fireball indeed.
Why did this trigger you, and which way are you going, jerk or no jerk?
So I'm going not the jerk, and I'm going from the stepdaughter side. I grew up having a stepdad my entire life, like from the time, from the time I was like 4 till now, I still have the same stepdad.
That's growing up with it. Yeah, that's growing up.
Yeah. Similar situation.
Yeah.
So my stepdad is exactly like this man. Like, he will call me out on my faults, and if I'm being sassy, he would call me out. Now, if this is how their relationship is, she's going to know, okay, yes, it probably hurt when he said it. And if she cried, she's an emotional teenager. We know how teenagers are, right?
You're hormonal. You're going through it, right?
True.
Probably the same way he would agree. But, you know, if this is probably not the first time he's said something like this to her.
Yeah.
So, you know, and the mom maybe didn't hear the day before conversation. So I can just see this situation playing out in my head. Like, I probably did this. Like, I probably said this. And I probably went through it. And, you know, there was probably a conversation that was had next that, you know, maybe when they got home. He probably bought her those clothes, let's be real.
Right?
Probably had a conversation on the way home, like, look, what you said was, you know, hurt me, but...
Hold on, though, Ashley. I want to point something out, though. Do you hear what she's saying, DZ, which is, I probably said this to my stepdad and don't even remember, which means not to take it personally when it comes from a 13-year-old, because they're just 13. And I mean that in the most respectful way. The maturity is not where it needs to be, where you should be as an adult.
Sure. Sure, I get that.
Think of all the times we yelled at our parents. Well, I don't know about you, DZ. Where I was like, no.
I didn't really yell at my parents.
Yeah, I probably didn't either. I was probably scared of my parents. I'm not going to lie.
Nah,
but,
I didn't do too much of that.
You're right. Never mind. All right, Ashley, thanks for the perspective. Have a good day.
You're welcome, guys. Have a good day.
Bye.
You too.
Bye. Last but not least, because we're running out of time, listen to this. Ayana and Brittany are in the car, and this is a mother-daughter. Ayana's 13. Brittany's the mom. Is that
Wait,
right?
Is Ray the name of your dad?
Right. With our broom.
Clean sweep.
Broom City, baby.
Okay, who's talking right now? Is it the mom or is it the daughter?
Go on.
Okay, mom.
So, I have a stepdad as well. Grew up with my stepdad in the home. But also, my daughter has a stepdad, my husband. Mm-hmm. And we just went through this summer.
His name is Ray. Yeah.
He was not her dad. So what did my husband say the next time we went out? Oh, you want something? Call your real father to buy it for you. And I say my husband stood on that. He stood on it. He
said it with his chest.
Standing on business. Uh-huh. Let's go.
Call your real father.
Yes, Ayana. And I think Ayana says it has opened up her eyes and she's learned something from it.
I have learned something from it. I am now, like, I've been more respectful and I, like, take appreciation because even though he's not my biological dad, he's still my father and he puts a roof over my head and puts food in my stomach at the end of the day.
Oh, my God.
That part, my mind's that part. Speak on it.
Nice.
Hey, she stood on business once. Don't mean you can't stand on correct business the next time. You feel me?
Way to set a good example, ladies. Yep. I like it. Well, thanks for calling. That was the perfect ending.
Bye, y'all.
Love it, ladies. You have a great day.
Sweep.
Very nice. Wow. Not the jerk.
Not the jerk, Ray.
Very
do
clear.
Your thing.
Say whatever you want to your stepkids when they're disrespectful.
Save your Kohl's cash.
Bleep them kids. No. All right. Do you know what time it is? We got to give away Nicki Minaj tickets because
let's go.
She's coming to town April 13th to Fiserv Forum. Caller 30 414-533 1037. You think she'll play this one? Probably. I think she's crying, DZ.
Who's crying?
The person on the phone because we're giving away Nicki Minaj tickets. I don't know why I'm whispering. She's going to be here at Fiserv Forum on April 13th. Calling from Milwaukee on the phone is Brescia. Good morning, Brescia. Brescia? Did I say it right?
Yes.
Girl.
Doesn't sound like anybody crying right now. She said, woo!
She is not sad.
That's how you cry? I wish I cried like that. Woo!
Okay, fine. I think she's happy because she's going to see Nicki Minaj! Yes. Hooked up, going to see her April 13th at Fiserv Forum. Congratulations,
girl.
God.
Listen, I would ask who she's bringing with her, but she sounds so excited she might need both seats for herself for dancing room.
Right? Well, and let me tell you something about Nicki Minaj.
I got knees like Megan.
I know that I'm stating. What'd she say? Knees like Megan?
She said, I got knees like Megan.
Get it, girl.
Hands on my knees. Hey.
That was a good one. I want to state the obvious, though, and say when we were picking a Nicki Minaj song to play today when we gave away tickets, I was going through our computer and I was like, I know that there are a lot of Nicki Minaj songs because I play them on my own, but my God, that show is going to be nothing but hits of songs
all bangers. Bangers.
Yeah.
Get your knees ready.
Get those knees ready.
They'll be cracking, but they'll be ready.
Let's go, Brescia.
Well,
I love it.
Listen, Nicki's not young anymore. Hers might be too, but she'll still be out there doing it.
That's right.
Hey, hold on, okay? We're going to get your info and get you hooked up. Huh? Congratulations, Brescia.
Thank you. Oh, my God.
I hope I said that right. Was it Brescia? Brescia?
Brescia. Yeah, Brescia. I like the name.
Such a
beautiful
pretty
name.
Really pretty. All right.
Yeah.
Well, be careful out there. Take it easy. It's very slick this morning. I just saw my children's school was calling, but I couldn't answer, and I'm wondering why.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so DZ, you surely saw the video of Travis Kelce's brother with his shirt off outside the suite at the game and how he was holding babies and signs up. And, well, wait till I tell you who was screaming at him. what? To get his butt back in the suite.
Uh-oh.
Might surprise you or not. I'll tell you next.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Move over, Taylor Swift. There's a new superstar in town when it comes to the Travis Kelce suite. It's his brother.
There's a new chief superfan. Get out the way, Taylor.
No, this is really funny. We were talking about this yesterday on the show, and I was saying that all of the videos, normally when you come back from the weekend, what I see in my feed are not sports videos. I see videos of Taylor Swift at the game, right? In the suite. Mm-hmm. This weekend, all I saw was Travis's brother, Jason, with his shirt off, all over, coming out of the suite, holding up a little girl to wave at Taylor Swift, who had a sign. He was taking pictures. And so, DZ, yesterday I said my theory is that they were trying to take all the attention off Taylor. And that was actually
Man's
calculated.
Was acting a fool.
Because normally... That's all we see, and you forget about, you know, everything else.
And the football? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I have a theory that he's trying to take attention off of Taylor, and she's here for it. But they said that as he was out in the crowd with his shirt off taking pictures, his wife was in the suite screaming, "Get your ass back in here!"
Honey, stop it.
His
Come
wife
on.
Said, "Get your bleep back in here right now," which is not surprising.
I got a theory about this, because at first I was going to say, somebody's yelling at him. I thought it was Mama Kelce, but it's not.
That would have been a better guess. I would have thought it would have been their mom, but it wasn't.
Jason Daniel Kelce, get your behind back in this suite right now.
I love those brothers. I love watching them talk on their little podcast. I follow it. They're hysterical, and they're open and honest. Good. They don't keep it. They just talk about, they're like, yeah, I'm dating Taylor. What of it?
What up?
There's no secrets. There's no hiding. It's just, this is who we are.
Yep, it's their true dynamic, bro.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm going to say next about that podcast?
What?
That's their next bread and butter. Listen, Travis, he's got a couple years left. Jason, I don't necessarily know, because if y'all don't know this, Jason Kelce is also a professional football player.
Mm-hmm.
He's a center for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Didn't they play each other in the Super Bowl?
They did.
That's how I knew. That's how they kind of came onto my radar. I was like, oh, brothers are playing each other.
Brother versus brother. Exactly. It was the clash of the brothers there.
Mm-hmm.
And not the brothers you might think.
I do. Right. I do want to say that if you saw him at one point go and get the little girl who had the Taylor Swift sign and he held her up so Taylor could see it in the suite, we couldn't see Taylor. So the only one who could tell us what Taylor's reaction was the little girl. Somebody found her, and she said that when Jason Kelce lifted her up and Taylor saw the sign, Taylor waved and excitedly waved and smiled. And so that's all I needed to know. I feel better now.
Taylor, a fan of the people, whatever she is, she's out here.
Love her. Today's one of those days, DZ, where all you talk to people about in the office is the weather and the ice.
For real, though.
I went back to get coffee and I sat there talking. So, how was your drive in? Did you fall on your way in the office? Did you fall at your house? How's it going? Are the kids in school?
Everybody good? Everybody safe out here?
Talk to me about the ice, because it is slippery out there. So,
it is bad. Be careful.
Be careful.
Real.
Yeah. I did, you know, my kids' school was calling earlier. The buses are delayed. No surprise.
Nope.
I mean, when I drove to work this morning, I put my car in drive and I started sliding down my street, which is on a little hill. So
Allie went in drive and was still going in reverse.
I thought something was wrong with my car. I was like, I'm sliding. I'm just sliding. Everything's fine.
Just sliding. Uncontrollable sliding.
Right. If you missed it, we are giving away Nicki Minaj tickets at 7:45 every day this week. We already did them today. We'll do them again tomorrow. But coming up next, I cannot wait to talk about this with you, DZ, because you brought something to my attention involving beards and men. And I said, you had me at men and beard.
I got to call the bros out because I just learned something, and I didn't think it was a real thing, but it turns out to be a thing.
And you have a beard, so you're going to have an opinion on this, but everybody's going to have an opinion on this.
Sure do. Ooh,
hear what they're doing that involves beards. This is becoming a trend. We will talk about it next. Get ready. Kiss FM. Oh, I almost missed it. We were supposed to be on the air because I was staring at this video of this beard. Oh, my goodness.
Getting distracted.
Yeah, 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Buenos dias, my friend.
Buenos dias. Good morning.
Buenos dias, mi amigo.
There you go. Gracias.
It's getting there. So, DZ, you brought this to my attention. I knew nothing about this, but you told me that there is a new trend where people are, is this right, tattooing on their beards?
Bruh.
Is this for real? It is for real, because I just watched the video. That's why I almost missed it. We're supposed to go on the air. What? What?
So, and I've been seeing more and more of it coming about, because the tattooing on, like, hair isn't a new thing. Mm-hmm. People have done it for years, getting eyebrows tattooed. People have gotten their hairlines, you know, corrected and filled in a little bit with tattoos. But the beard, going full-on beard, getting it tattooed on your face permanently, is something that I've been seeing more and more and more of. And to me, this is a crazy concept. Absolutely insane.
It is.
Quite frankly, I could grow a beard, thankfully. And I know a lot of people are like, man, I wish I could grow a beard. And maybe this is why they're doing this. But, bruh, think of the concept of you now have a permanent fixture on your face. You can never go clean, quote-unquote, clean shaven again.
No.
Because the tattoo is always going to look like you got a little 5 o'clock shadow on your face.
Exactly. And it's so weird because you sent me this video, which is what I'm looking at right now. And I was like, you know what? People have to be able to see this. So I'm going to throw this up on my Instagram right now on my story, because this video, it looks like a real beard.
Bruh, it looks good. A tattooed beard is wild, but it looks good.
What if you don't want it, though? What if beards go out and then you've got this thing tattooed?
I mean, you kind of got to own it, man. I don't know what to tell you. You made a conscious decision to tattoo your face. Any tattoo. Mm-hmm. Any tattoo is permanent. Unless you do some the fading ink, which they do have, which for temporary. But let's be honest. You're tattooing your face. You're not going to be able to go out in public if you don't want to have a beard until that thing is gone. You got to make that conscious choice. Like, am I wrong?
Do you see the text? Somebody texted it and said, some guys are growers and some are showers. You know, the thing about the beard is they cover your face, right? They cover a lot of people's. So you don't know what people actually look like until. So it's a matter of, is that, do you look better with a beard for the rest of your life? Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm a proponent of everybody that can grow a beard or any type of beard should try to grow a beard at least once in their life, so you know what kind of beard you grow.
Ah.
No matter how patchy the facial hair is, grow it out for a while.
Mm-hmm.
See what it comes in at. You never actually realize the kind of beard you could have until you grow it. So many people go, I can't grow a beard. Have you tried?
Okay, how many tattoos do you have, DZ?
Take 9 or 10?
You don't even know. I love it. You're like, you have so many, you don't even know. That's what
Not
I love.
Enough. Not enough, but a few.
So did you do this?
Man, okay. If I couldn't grow a beard.
Would you tattoo it on? After you saw, okay, because I just put the video on my Instagram story. So, because you have to be able to see what it looks like in order to say I would or wouldn't do it, right? Don't you think?
Yeah, kind of. It looks good.
It looks real.
It looks real. It looks like a nice 5 o'clock shadow, like perfect 5 o'clock shadow. But my thing is, when you're, say, the ink starts to fade, is that going to look greenish? Or is it going to have any different hint? Is it going to look fadey and nasty when it starts to maybe not be taken care of? Because a tattoo on your face, that's what it is. It's a tattoo on your face. Though it's not a traditional, I don't know, cross, teardrop, or whatever other, maybe a Kiss FM tattoo that you got on your face.
Or on your leg like DZ.
Because you lost a bet.
Okay.
Who knows?
Now, of course, I'm making this, as I'm thinking out these tattoos, these bearded tattoos, I'm thinking, how does this sit for us? How do we feel about this as women or anyone that's dating a guy with a beard? And I'm like, well, I guess sometimes it gets scruffy, you know, or sometimes it hurts.
Think about it, though. You go to touch this man's face because you think he got a stubbly little patchy face, and you're feeling smooth baby skin because it turns out this man has a tattooed 5 o'clock shadow.
That would be a mind F. That would be weird.
Wild.
That would be wild. We start kissing and there's no beard. I'm like, what is this? Is so weird.
Hold on.
Now that's weird. Now I'm getting weirded out. See, now I'm changing my mind on this whole idea.
Because it looks good, but is it good? It's from a distance. I feel like I'd have to see somebody with a tattooed beard up front for me to actually make a judgment. Because I could grow a beard, I don't have this problem. If I had this problem, I'd actually consider this. Straight up. I know I might sound like I'm clowning this, but if I had the problem where I was, you know, Patchy McGee over here, can't grow no facial hair, nothing, I'd consider this, because having a beard is, for whatever reason, a status thing as a dude.
It sure is. Well, and beards are in. You know, they're a thing. This is what somebody texted in. People people are saying, well, it's not permanent. They're saying it's like microblading. But microblading lasts long enough. You're going to be wearing that on microblading. Yeah, I've had I actually had microblading on my eyebrows years ago, and it's finally gone, like, because it's kind of like a tattoo. And I had it done when nobody was doing it yet. And I was like, I don't even know what I'm doing here. And man, I did it, you know. So it does fade, but it's not like it fades in a week. Microblading was supposed to last a really long time.
Exactly. This man got a microbladed beard on, y'all. Yo, wow. This is wild.
I want to know if people would do this. If you'd be into it. Because after watching, I don't think I'd rather him just say I can't grow a beard.
Fellas, would you do this? Ladies, would you be cool with it? Why or why not? And honestly, ladies, if you would do it, what's up?
Because it's really about the way they look. Although sometimes, see, I don't want to get too into my personal life, but sometimes I like to grab a guy's beard. Like when I'm kissing him, I grab their beard.
So imagine you reach for the scruff and ain't nothing.
There's nothing there. I would die. That would happen to me. I'd be like, whoa, are you of age? Are you old enough?
I'm going to need to see some ID. What is this?
414-533-1037. Are you going to get down with the bearded tattoo? The latest from Doja Cat, Agora Hills, 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning, Allie and DZ.
Buenos dias, Wepa.
Loving this topic. We're talking about getting a beard tattooed on your face, which is a new trend.
Microbladed beards.
It's essentially what it is. That's what it is, man. And I was shocked it didn't look that bad, which I put it up in my story on Instagram so people could see, because I was like, I don't know how else to show you guys what this looks like. This is wild.
It looks good.
Jennifer's in Milwaukee this morning. Jennifer, do you get down with the bearded tattoo?
I have to say, I have a couple points on that. Ooh, it's not bad. My husband actually got his head tattooed. So,
see? Wait. Hair tattooed on it, you mean?
Yeah, yes. You can do your hairline and or get the top.
Does it look normal? Like it does,
and you still feel the scruff.
Oh, so I see. So if they don't shave, so even though there's a bearded tattoo, it just fills it in. But if they don't shave, it's still going to be there if they have something.
You can shave, but like you said, when you feel when they shave, you know, the little hair prickles.
Yeah, the 5 o'clock shadow.
Yeah.
Listen, Jennifer. So you have to get laser hair removal. Then you get microbladed hair on.
They shave it off and then they tattoo it on and then you just continue to shave it.
Right.
Listen, it is basically a procedure because microblading is a thing. And I just never considered the beard. I knew that people would do the hairline. People have done the head, eyeliner, eyebrows, all that stuff. But the beard, wow.
What is your other point on this, though, Jennifer? You said you had multiple points, so I'm curious.
True.
I really do. I like it. I like the feel of it. I think it's a great idea if you're, you know, self-conscious, like you guys said, you get patches or whatever, fill it in. And then when you're still going to have the feeling of the hair because the hair still grows. It doesn't stop growing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And Jennifer, do you know the reason why your husband chose to do this?
Because he was, you know, same thing, spots, patches.
He didn't like the way his hair looked, so he got it tattooed on. Can I ask who did it? Was it like microblading, basically? And you said it looks good, so who did it? I'm curious. Who tattooed his hair on?
Right.
I forgot the name.
Come on. I'm so sorry.
I know.
Oh, it's okay.
That poor business now is so sad.
They said, say our name.
In Milwaukee.
Okay. I'm sure a lot of people could do it well. I was just curious if you got one that looks real.
That's all
the
guy does. He doesn't do anything else.
This is all this guy does is tattoos on hair?
Yep.
Specific. Ooh.
Stop.
Listen, hey, knock on wood, if my hairline starts to go, I'm not off to do this.
Would you do it?
Me balding makes me super paranoid.
Really?
I'll make this in Maidens on Air. Yes.
Okay.
It makes me super paranoid. My dad's bald. We don't know if
you're probably
not bald.
Alone. A lot of men probably fear that.
100%.
I don't think that's weird. Yeah.
Are you kidding me? 100%. Yeah. If my hairline starts to recede, I'd start getting it filled in with a little tattoo.
Some women love bald men.
Listen, I'm not ready to be called Michael Jordan.
You can be bald and still feel the scruff and have hair.
True. You get the best of both worlds, Jennifer said.
Or it's like a guy I dated who hated that he was losing his hair and he wore a hat everywhere. And I was like, that works too. I don't care.
It makes it worse because then you start losing more hair. You cut the sun
at that
off
point.
Yep. It makes it worse.
All right, so DZ would get his hair tattooed on. Noted today. Call us back if we ever need you, Jennifer.
For real. That name for me. Find that name. Thank you, Jennifer.
Seriously, have a great day, girl. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
All right, now we have one of our regulars. You know, let me pull her up. Here we go.
Who is it?
You know who it is. It's Amanda in Racine. Amanda. Are you into bearded tattoos? We went from bearded tattoos. Now we're talking about getting your hair actually. It's all the same, though. It's all about wanting to fix your aesthetic and the way you look, you know?
At the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would say the bearded tattoo, I mean, people just will come up with anything these days, for sure.
But it's genius.
I would never think about that.
Right.
And you never would have thought about it with the eyebrows. I mean, I know a lot of women get microblading because they already put makeup on their eyebrows. I have an actual scar in my eyebrow from childhood where half of my eyebrow's gone. You can see it in all my pictures or when you're talking to me. So that's
really?
What microblading would benefit me, which is why I did it to begin with. Right, but it's gone now because it eventually fades out. But
sure,
that's the kind of stuff.
I'm not into it. Honestly, I'm not into it.
No.
I don't like the scruffy feel either. I mean, I feel like I'm getting scratched by some sandpaper. So get that away from me.
Clean shaven. She likes it like that.
I need the clean shave.
Your husband doesn't have a beard, though. I've met him.
He gets the little scruffles though.
But
the little hairs on his face.
He grows
it,
but he shaves
it. Even after one day.
Even after one day. And you're like, go shave. All right. So she says, yeah.
The hair might be a good idea for him because he's losing his hair because of me and the baby.
Well, obviously. Amanda, you're funny. And let me read one text to you right now. Somebody said, the next dumpster fire dating. Allie goes to grab the beard and nothing is there.
Oh, snap.
That'd be so weird.